producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Picking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What magic legislation can you put in place to stop gun violence in this country? I think the only thing that's even proved to be a deterrent is to allow more people to have guns, as sad as that is.
The president has been the best gun salesman in of the century. Every time he talks, he drives up sales.
I will confirm that. I was in a gun shop today, Super Don, and they were going, geez, Obama, stop it already. I mean, they can't keep up with the orders. I'm serious.
Sold out.
Yeah, they're like, I'd like to go back to the days when people just had a healthy, desire to have the right to keep and bear arms. But with every move that Obama makes, there are more sales for guns than the gun manufacturers, much less the resellers, can keep up with. And of course, the programming that's happening here with Obama's declaration via executive order, executive action, is going to have to, for some, the desired effect. Because one of the guys in there was trying to see if he could sell his own gun back to the gun shop. And the guy, was honest behind the counter. He says, look, that gun's really not worth that much here, but if you go out and sell it privately, you'll probably get a lot more for it. And the guy says, well, it's going to be a whole lot harder to sell it privately. And it's like I don't even know if he heard Obama's executive action today when he said that, which says already you're automatically programmed, even if you are for the Second Amendment defense of the right to keep and bear arms. You're like, well, Obama said I can't sell it now. It's like, I said, no, it's not. That executive order doesn't apply to you. It only applies to federally licensed gun dealers. Not a private human being in America, an American. I'll get to that in a moment. I want to give a shout-out to Jerry Doyle, who is just an amazing guy. I love the way his mind works. He opened today, his show earlier today, talking about the executive actions of Obama on the gun control legislation. And he brought to mind, because I hadn't read it till I heard him talking about it today, Obama's statements, surrounded by many people who had families or themselves were victimized by people utilizing firearms, right? The emotional impact is real. Obama breaks down and cries. And then he goes into an absolute psychological programming language for the American people. Now, the liberal left is already there. They're just already mesmerized by anything Obama does. But even those who are not might fall prey to this if they are not sharp as Jerry Doyle, if their mind is not fully intact. And Obama says this, and this is amazing. Super Don, before I get into this, the word we, or some semblance of it, W-E, in his signing statement, or whatever you call it with the executive order, how many times did he say we, according to your account?
He was saying it more than a Frenchman. It was 126 instances, and a few of those will be words like weal or weak or something like that. But I would say the vast majority, I'd say at least probably 100 of them.
Easily.
Altogether, yeah.
100 wees. And it reminds me of, you know, the nurse that would come into the room in your hospital and say, "Oh, how are we feeling today?" Gee, I don't know how we're feeling today. I can tell you I feel like crap in here. I want to get out.
What, you got a mouse in your pocket there or something? What?
Yeah, what's this we stuff all of a sudden, right? This is no accident, my friends. This is exactly like the letter he sent to his supporters after the passage of the Unaffordable No Care Act. It's 100 years in the making, folks, right? That's what he said. Thank you for, we've been at this 100 years. Like he knew what he was doing. I don't think he knows what he's doing. He might on this front when he said we, because he had to read his speech going, really? You want me to say we over 100 times? Yes, we command you to say the word we over 100 times. Why?
You want me to say we 100 times? We.
Yes. We. We all believe, I'm reading now, think about it, he says. We all believe in the First Amendment, all right? So he comes in and just gets everybody to agree, right? The guarantee of free speech. But we accept that you can't yell fire in a theater. As J.D. pointed out, you can. If there's a fire in a theater, you better yell fire in a theater. But the point is, basically you were saying, well, we accept that there are constraints to freedom, is what he's saying here. We need you to understand that we all believe that. Remember, it's not I believe, it's we, which is an assumption that is, it's dropped over you like a net. We understand there are some constraints on our freedom in order to protect innocent people. Really? How about the Fourth Amendment? Where does that play into that? Spying on American citizens who have done nothing and there is no warrant for their information. To gain their information. Just blanket authority. Get it all. We understand. Then it says, we cherish our right to privacy. Again, right there. Fourth Amendment, gone. But we accept that you have to go through metal detectors before being allowed to board a plane. We. Of course, if metal detectors were all that it were or was. Now the TSA over the Christmas holiday says you might not be able to opt out of those radiation scanners. The rapist scans. It's not because people like doing that, but we understand that's part of the price of living in a civilized society, right? What's the price? We. Now, years ago, he was criticized, Obama, for utilizing the word I in a speech so many times. I don't know if you remember this, Superdon. I this, I that. I mean, because, you know, you get into megalomania, you get into being a sociopath. But somebody got to him today and say, nah, you're not playing. This isn't about you, Obama. This is about you programming the American people to accept what you're about to do via fiat, via executive action. We believe, we this, we that, we that. Say no. Nancy Reagan, ghost of Nancy Reagan, she's still alive? No. I don't believe what you believe, Obama. I believe that the right to keep and bear arms is a fundamental right endowed to me by my creator, and you are not it, nor is the federal government it. And then it goes into the ban. Here's how we're going to shift this. We're going to go, well, we really only mean we want to keep it out of the hands of mentally unstable folks. How are they going to do that? Gets rather interesting now with his executive action. Because he goes into an area where we could say, we all agree that people with mental illness should not. Of course, in the process of saying
should
that.
Should not run for Congress, right?
How about that? Yeah, the inmates running the asylum. Well, look, he's targeting Social Security beneficiaries who can no longer economically care for themselves. If you're on Social Security, which, by the way, you may have paid in 50, 60, 70 years, and you're relying on it, as paltry as it is, the give back to you of all the money you put in, now they're saying, well, you don't have enough money to take care of yourself without Social Security? Sorry, you no longer have the right to keep and bear arms. Yeah. How about mental health issues? Now the doctor-patient confidentiality is out the window, as we predicted. If your doctor says you're mentally unfit, they're now going to reveal it through this background checking scenario. And they'll reject you from being able to purchase a gun if you go through a federally licensed firearms dealer. And some will say, well, of course, that's a good thing, isn't it? Isn't it, Robert? You don't agree that mentally unstable people should have guns. You know what I disagree with? The federal government being the determining factor, and your doctor, your licensed representative of the pharmaceutical state, being the one to declare you unfit for gun ownership. What if there's a political vendetta? What if it's a medical doctor who doesn't like homeopathic doctors? What if it's a secular, molecular reductionist, collectivist, liberal, leftist, scientismist who doesn't like religious people? I think you've got a disorder.
That was a mouthful.
Yes, it was. But this is where it's going. You're far too religious to be trusted with a firearm. You might. This is where this is going. The creeping incrementalism toward no, we cannot allow you to have a gun. But we agreed on it. You heard me, Obama. We agreed. Social Security beneficiaries going to be taken out of this equation based on faulty mental health diagnosis. They don't even know what mental health is. And if you were to correct mental health nutritionally, they will deny that you were ever mentally ill because it can't be a nutrient deficiency. It's obviously a deficiency of a pharmaceutical drug. You didn't have SSRIs in your system. That's what the problem was. And then on the celebrity squares, what was that
Hollywood
game show?
Squares.
The Hollywood Squares. Rand Paul for the block. He's put a legislation forward to block Obama's executive gun control order, to make it only advisory until Congress can act on it, which is far too reasonable. That's why they won't want to vote for Rand Paul for president, because he's not salivating at the mouth to kill people over radical Islam that everybody is. I'm telling you, reasonable heads, cooler heads are not prevailing here, certainly not in the Obama administration. And maybe not in the responses to it. I want to go more into these executive actions and how they play out in the mental health realm. But I will also encourage you, if you get a chance, Super, I don't know how we can link to it, but the archive of Jerry Doyle's open to his show today, he just nailed it. I couldn't do it as beautifully as that if I tried. Jerry Doyle's the man in this regard. And I will talk more about this when we come back. Also, I've asked Michael Badnarik, constitutional scholar, author of Good to Be King, A Foundation for our Constitutional Freedoms, to join us at the bottom of the hour to talk further about this. Also, the role of international treaties. I mentioned that yesterday. You can be damn sure there's some kind of sign-in with the United Nations on small arms and prohibiting the people of any country from owning them, that this is playing out.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
It's all well and good to say we don't want people with mental health issues to have guns until you realize who's doing the defining. I've said this many times on this show and interpersonally, those who know me well, that if you accept the benefit, you often have to accept the strings that are attached. Or maybe every time you do, if you want the benefits to keep on rolling. Remember in Australia recently, they tied vaccination compliance to base level, how would we call it, support for school or other things, and I called it welfare. They said, no, it's not welfare. It's like, well, listen, if you're getting it from the government, it's welfare. And in this case, Social Security. And people say, well, no, I paid into that. But you neglected to read into the Social Security Administration and all of its constructs that there was no guarantee that you would ever get a penny back. That they could change the rules anytime they wanted. They can keep making it for older people until everybody's dead before they can collect. And, of course, they're paying you back in money that is worth far less than it was when you entered into that system. It's a scam. Ponzi is an understatement. But now if you're getting money from the Social Security Administration that you paid in, you thought it's yours, right? They can say, well, you don't get to have a gun now. You accept the benefit. You are subject to their discretion to withdraw the privileges that they granted you. Because you do not have rights to Social Security. You are not a human being endowed with rights by your Creator. You are a citizen subject to the jurisdiction of the corporate United States. And those of you who think Lincoln freed the slaves, he did not. He emancipated them. And there is a distinct difference. And it's time to grow up and learn that difference. It's time to figure out what the hell is really going on here instead of tilting at Obama windmills. Obama is a puppet. He is playing out the rules that were dealt to him when he became president. And that is, you follow up on the treaties that we internationalists have had gotten tricked you into signing, or the Senate into ratifying. Super Don, see if you can find out if we're a signatory to the UN Treaty on Small Arms or something. There's something in there. I'm telling you, there is something in there that makes the United States liable for removing guns from the people in order to be in compliance with some international treaty somewhere. Lest the United States be fined $1 billion a day or something like that to globalists with no allegiance to any nation or state. That is where this is all going. And then the executive action based on, well, a mental health scam. I'm not saying there's not real mental health issues, but predominantly they are nutritional, and they are brought about by those deficiencies, often accompanied by the pre-existing, if you will, heavy metal toxicities that displace the minerals, that deplete the minerals. And, of course, our fear of fat in the 20th and early 21st century still exists. Even on the major shows, when they acknowledge fat is good, they'll say only polyunsaturated fat. We don't want you to get saturated fat, even if it's from clean sources, animal or coconuts. They don't really promote that. For good for mental health and your emotional health. This is really a game that's being played. By the way, I just read before we went on the air, Tom Brady, those of you who like football, dudes, he's rocking the health thing. I don't know if we could ever interview him on Health Superdog, but man, he's all organic. He's like, I'm eating all my vegetables and they're organic or I'm not eating them. Dude's going to be playing into his 40s unless he gets crushed by a linebacker, because he's taking care of his health unlike any I've heard, or at least acknowledging in that field of professional athletics. I know a lot of them do eat that cleanly, but he's come out and said, yep, this is what I do. He does embraces the things we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We must continue to remove the stigma around mental illness and its treatment and make sure that these individuals and their families know they are not alone. That's what Obama said. While individuals with mental illness are more likely to be victims of violence than perpetrators, incidents of violence continue to highlight a crisis in America's mental health system. So if you are deemed to be mentally unfit, what will that be? If you're a rancher who believes the Bureau of Land Management is violating the Constitution by kicking you off the land, you are now considered mentally unfit to own a firearm. That is where this is going. You doubt me? You dispute me? Call me right now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Political, economic, mental, emotional, physical, all of that. All of that healing is fair game here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I don't like that word fair. It's awesome stuff. Michael Badnarik's coming up after the break. Yeah, he's bad to the bone.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Look out, world. Michael Badnarik is back, and he's back in Texas just in time. to respond to Obama's unconstitutional action, executive orders, and, of course, the treaties that may be stimulating his behavior, as they do many puppet presidents for a long time now. Michael Bednar, constitutionpreservation.org. Michael!
Yeehaw!
He's back! You're really in Texas.
I'm really in Texas. Yeehaw! So glad to be back.
If people only knew what you've been through to get back to Texas, wow, this is a big day. I'm just thrilled that you agreed to come on today and just let everybody know some perspectives that have long been lost. As Obama was programming the population to accept we, he said we about 100 to 126 times in a couple of paragraphs, basically trying to convince everybody that what he's telling you is what is real. But what is real about the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms? What does it mean, shall not be infringed? Is it a collective right? Is there such a thing as a collective right when they say it's only if you're a member of a militia? Michael, we need a reminder here.
Oh, man. None of your listeners have a church permit. Nobody's filled out a government form that allows them to exercise the religion. Because freedom of religion is a right. Nobody can stop you. The Second Amendment works the same way. You have a right to life, you have a right to do self-defense, and you have a right to use a gun to do self-defense if that's what you think is the most appropriate way. There's no difference between the Second Amendment and the First Amendment. So if your listeners don't require a church permit, then I don't require a concealed carry permit. It's that simple. What part of shall not be infringed don't you understand?
Oh, but Michael, Obama says we understand that in order to have our First Amendment, we have some constraints on that because we can't yell fire in a crowded theater, never mind if there's really a fire there. But the programming that he was throwing out there was like, we have to accept a limitation on that freedom in order to get along.
Well, Adolf Hitler said that if you say the lie often enough, people will eventually believe it. And if Obama gets on TV and says, well, it's obvious that this and that, and we've got to do something sensible, and my gosh, you get that motion set up, and there are so many liberals out there ready to jump on the bandwagon that, you know, those of us that still do, you know, critical thinking on our own, it's like, whoa, back up. You know, if I'm going to be in a bar fight and you're going to put handcuffs on me, you are endangering my life because I can't fight back. And if you take my gun away from me, you are basically making me a victim because I can't fight back. And, you know, nobody is going to tell me whether or not I can defend my own life. Nobody. I mean, I don't care what planet you're from because, you know, anybody that says I have to give up my guns is a lunatic as far as I'm concerned.
Ah, but it's interesting. They're utilizing that against us as well right now by saying, listen, we're for your right. We're with you, Michael. But come on, mental illness. What if somebody's declared mentally unfit, if they're on Social Security support, et cetera? Now, yeah, we've got to allow that level of constraint. But who is defining what mental illness is? And will they target someone who believes that their right to graze on lands supersedes the privilege that the Bureau of Land Management, which is not necessarily a constitutional authority, has to come in and say, you can't be there?
When I did my own radio program, I had a week, 5 days in a row, a mental health week. And I had various professionals out there, and we were discussing the DSM, the Diagnostic Statistics Manual, where there are no diagnostics and there are no statistics. It's just made up stuff. And we discovered that Russia, you know, used to, if you disagreed, they invented a mental illness that if you don't agree with, you know, the government and communism, then you're obviously sick. We're not going to put you in jail. We're just going to give you, you know, a Thorazine drip. you know, which is like a chemical lobotomy, and we're just going to put you in this institution. We're going to shut you up. We're not going to put you in jail. We're not going to do anything, you know, authoritative like that. Well, I said, frankly, I'd rather, I don't want to go to jail, but given a choice between being in jail and being in an institution with a Thorazine drip, at least I can escape from jail. And I was listening to the program before I came on. You are absolutely correct. Nobody is going to disagree that somebody who is insane should be allowed to carry a gun. However, allowing the government to decide who is and is not insane is in itself insane.
Yes, exactly. That was the point. I'm glad at least one person got it.
Well, I mean, it's just so straightforward. I cannot believe that in 2016 that we are actually having this argument. I mean, I would be just as confused and dumbfounded if I was having a debate with the Flat Earth Society. It's like, really? Well, yeah, prove that the Earth is not flat. Do I have to do that again? I mean, here's a photo.
Just keep walking or keep swimming until you fall off the edge. There you go. And get back to me.
Give me a break. How can you not know that the world is round?
Yeah. Well, we're dealing with that, though, especially with the liberal intelligentsia in promoting this agenda, if you will. And it's been a long-standing agenda. You know, it doesn't happen overnight, but the programming is very obvious now to me and to many of us here. But the question is, does this come from a deeper place? And this is where I also wanted to address with you, constitutional scholar, the author of Good to Be King, A Foundation for Constitutional Freedoms, also Secrets of Sovereignty, and you'll be teaching a class this Saturday in Austin, we'll let everybody know about. But the Constitution does acknowledge, in the way it was done from the Articles of Confederation to the Constitution, it was necessitated by the Law of Nations, Vattel, what they learned, in order to be acknowledged in the law in the world as a nation, an independent sovereign nation, you had to achieve certain things, and they rewrote this Constitution, wrote it, to achieve that. And one of the things that was put in, an authority that was so-called granted or enumerated, was the right, did I say right, to enter into treaties, right, to ratify treaties.
Yes, but Congress does have that responsibility. Everything that Congress and the government does is a privilege and a responsibility.
Right. Thank you for putting it in that clear, in those clear terms. Now, the question is, can they treaty out, let's say, sign on to a treaty that says we must disarm your people? Or can we treaty out this debt for nature swap? So we grant this International World Heritage Site to the lands that generations of farmers have been grazing on with their cattle, for instance. Because this is what I see happening with the BLM and other things that are happening, that they have entered into treaties, and people don't realize that Obama is a puppet, and he gets into the presidency, whether he's liberal or not doesn't matter. He's going to be said, no, you can't do anything except what's in accordance with these treaties that we've signed on to. But what's the limitation, then, if they can just make it up as they go based on treaties?
Well, when I teach my class, I teach that we are in an ideological war. It's a war of ideas and a war of words. And one of the things that our enemies like to do is casually omit a word here and there to change the definition.
Do we lose Michael? Patrick, see if you can get him back on, because I've just lost my ability to hear him, because he's getting into something so heavy that maybe the NSA doesn't want anybody to hear it. The war of ideas, he says, a war of words. And go ahead, Michael. We lost yet war of ideas and war of words.
Okay. And they change the meanings of the words by they'll omit a word and change the meaning and hand it back to us, and we're confused. It's like, well, okay, I guess the Constitution says that. The Constitution says that Congress can establish treaties that are pursuant to the Constitution. What that means is that these treaties must follow the general guideline of the original Constitution, which is to protect your life, your liberty, and your private property. And so if a treaty does not do those things, then it is not in pursuance of the Constitution. It's not a valid treaty. So by definition, any treaty that violates the Second Amendment or any other amendment is by definition not in pursuance. It's totally invalid. And the American people have nobody but themselves to blame if they allow this to get passed.
But then this begs the question, what is the rightful remedy to correct these unconstitutional actions by entering into treaties that clearly violate the Constitution or not in pursuant with it or to it?
Well, I hate to quote Thomas Jefferson so frequently, but, you know, he is famous for saying that the Tree of Liberty has to be refreshed from time to time by the blood of patriots and tyrants. Probably more to the point, John F. Kennedy said, if you make peaceful revolution impossible, you make violent revolution inevitable. The people in the United States, especially libertarians and Ron Paul supporters, have been trying for years and years to make peaceful changes. You know, we're trying to petition the government and say, look, you can't do this. All we want you to do is to follow the Constitution. Well, okay. I mean, that is certainly the preferred method. I mean, I like peaceful methods. If I can use intellectual discussion, I win. Because, you know, I'm usually smarter than the person that I'm arguing with.
Yes, you are, my friend. And people can get a taste of that this Saturday in Austin, Texas, and we're going to find out how you, too, can participate in Michael Bednarik's Constitution class. You will be forever changed for the better as he brings the power of constitutional healing back to you where it belongs. We've got another segment on this, and maybe we'll squeeze in a moment of duh related to diet, exercise, and heart disease as well. Check it out. Links are up at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Lots more broadcast feeling to go here tonight on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. Kicking it up a notch, as they say, whenever Michael Bednarik's in town. And he's in Texas. He's back. And he's bad to the bone as well, in a good way. And he's going to be teaching his Constitution class this coming Saturday in Austin, Texas. Michael, how do people participate if there's room left?
There is room left. Not much, but there is some. All they need to do is call me. 512-461-0995. Or they can visit my website and get all the information. ConstitutionPreservation.org. But that will give them my phone number as well.
All right, we have it linked up. It's 512-461-0995 if you'd like to participate. Also, Ashland, Oregon coming up, unless there's a health issue with your father, as you mentioned off the air. But if you'd like, and you're in Ashland, Oregon area, call them up, 512-461-0995, and get plugged in. Again, if you've attended it once before, go again. You know, I just kind of hang out like a groupie, Michael. It'd be embarrassing.
No. You never have to be embarrassed. You're fighting for liberty.
And yeah,
we are staunch partners there, my friend.
Absolutely. Now, on the treaty issue, I think, again, this is where we got to go. You mentioned the law by Bastiat. I mentioned Vattel's the Law of Nations. We've got to get back to there to understand why this is happening. And then, of course, what is the rightful remedy? Because in many ways, I think it's reasonable to say now, the government is lost. It is no longer a government of the people, by the people, for the people. De jure is gone. It's de facto because of the debt. You cannot be a free, sovereign, independent nation if you're enslaved to a debt that can never be repaid. Or am I wrong there?
No, absolutely. And people don't even understand the numbers. the trillions and trillions of dollars. I think the United States has $60 trillion in unfunded liability with just Social Security alone. That number is mind-boggling. I mean, everybody in the United States would have to pay, you know, like $10,000 a week for years before we could, you know, come up with that kind of repayment of debt.
Hmm.
So, the issue is, what do you do? And, you know, you try all of the nonviolent options. You know, you petition the court, you protest, you try to get people elected. But if you're walking down the sidewalk and somebody is trying to kill you, you are justified in killing them first. And if the person who is trying to kill you appears to be a police officer, you're not obligated to stand there and be a victim. And I know that this is, you know, fairly radical idea, but I want people to think back to Lexington and Concord. This is the beginning of the United States. It was a year or more before the Declaration of Independence. You know, the British showed up and said, you got to throw down your guns, you got to disperse. And we said, hell no. And ultimately, the heroes that we celebrate at the 4th of July were people who were basically killing the local police. Now, I'm not advocating that. Again, I am all in favor of peaceful intellectual resolution. But if somebody's crawling in your window at 2 o'clock in the morning and they are holding a bloody machete, I don't recommend that you engage them in debate. You know, because you can't negotiate with terrorists. I mean,
right,
or those psychopaths.
Yeah, or those who are trying to define your belief as a mental illness because it differs from their belief, the belief of those who worship government.
Yeah, anybody that's not willing to fight back is going to be either a slave or dead. And I think that under the circumstances, dead is preferable. I'm not going to be a slave for anybody. Nobody is going to tell me that I'm not allowed to protect myself.
Well, how successful will the disarmament campaign be in Texas?
Oh, it's going to be a miserable failure.
Especially now that you're back.
Yeah, don't come to Texas and try to take our guns. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, Michael Batnark, you're anything but ridiculous. Good friend, appreciate you so very much. I'm so glad you're back on that soil in the Republic of Texas.
Thank you so much, and I'll be lighting the fires of liberty as often as I can.
Awesome. Helping us to remind each and every one of you, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Way not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Way tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.